Hi, this is Mark Margolis. I played Tio on Breaking Bad. And if you don't start listening to Mr. Media, I'm going to have to ding my bell.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to actress Bree Turner, one of the stars of the NBC paranormal police procedural, Grimm, which returns for its second season tonight at 10 p.m. Stick around, but I gotta warn you that using the word Grimm in the same sentence as Bree Turner does not come easily.
I like that.
Thank you. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, brought to you today by the Stitcher app for mobile devices. Give it a test drive today at stitcher.com/mrmedia, Mr. Media. I love this free radio app, and I think you will too. stitcher.com/mrmedia. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of David Byrne's Little Creatures, Lady Gaga's Little Monsters, and the GOP's Little Candidates, Mittman and Bumbleboy, in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. Didn't hang up, right?
Okay. No.
That one was a little more risky. All right. Here goes. A year ago at this time, the prospects of success for NBC's gritty drama Grimm, based on a modern interpretation of Grimm's fairy tales, seemed shaky at best. There was that other fairy tale-based series on ABC that, on paper at least, seemed too similar in high concept. And yet, both shows not only survived freshman rush, they ultimately thrived and were granted sophomore years with all kinds of whoop-de-doo. Grimm is first to return to action, with its second season premiere tonight at 10 p.m. And NBC is showing its newfound confidence in the show by doing things like buying the back cover of Entertainment Tonight to proudly promote it. And you can also buy the just-released first season on DVD. Now, if you didn't catch the show last year, there's a brilliant 7-minute clip on NBC.com/Grimm, 2 M's, that will bring you up to speed in an instant. And joining me today to talk about Season 2 is one of the show's lovely co-stars, Bree Turner. She plays Rosalie Calvert, and in a world of them and us, she, like the show's lead character, Detective Nick Burkhart, is one of both. Can you feel the inner conflict and the turmoil already? Bree Turner, welcome to Mr. Media.
Hi.
Hey. How's it going?
That was the best intro. I was like really listening. I was like, wow, that's fascinating.
I want
to watch the show.
I want to watch the show too. but don't tell me too much right now because I don't want to spoil too much. But you know, we want to give people a little tease. But I gotta say, I mean, congratulations. I mean, it's not just on making it to season two, but I mean, this big wet kiss that NBC is pasting on your lips. Nice work.
Oh my gosh, big wet sloppy kiss. I know. I know. We're pretty excited, and me especially, since I jumped in at the end there at season one, I feel just happy to be going along for the ride.
It's an amazing thing. I mean, at this time last year, I remember talking to some people on the show, and you know, yeah, we're a new show, and yeah, you know, and the critics were kind of mixed, and there was that other show, and here we are now. It's being treated almost like a blockbuster in many ways.
I know. I've been watching the Olympics all week, and the promos for our show are so good. Every time they come on, and there's a new one every commercial break. Our promo team just killed it. I thought it feels like a movie. I feel like it has the scope when you're watching these promos for tonight's episode. Feels like a feature film. Which is really exciting. And that's. But I'm not surprised because that's how serious everyone's taking it when we're doing it. People are really giving it 150%, and I think it's really showing with the show.
Well, so tell people a little bit about coming in last season and where Rosalie is going this season, to the degree that you can.
Well, you saw me arrive as a result of my brother's murder, Freddie, mm-hmm. who was so cute. So sad that he died. And I just sort of get thrown in, not even by my choice, into this world of Grim Vesson joint, you know, camaraderie, and I'm sort of thrown, I think, and intrigued, but a little skeptical about, I think, these relationships that I'm witnessing. And as season one was ending, you know, I think they really established the friendship and the bond that instantly was made between myself and Monroe and Nick. Mm-hmm. And I think there was a draw there for my character, especially being, I think, Rosalie, pretty lost and directionless at that time. I think she really found her calling with these two. So that's why I chose to stick around, I think. And then when we leave off in season one is Nick's girlfriend Juliet gets sort of she becomes a victim in this, you know, war between Nick and Adeline and this horrible cat. This horrible cat. Poor cat. Who scratches her. You know? And those scenes with this cat. I mean, we had a real cat who was a lovely, you know, three of the cats. They were all lovely. And then we had this horrible stuffed cat that we did most of the scenes with that was just this ratty, like one eye missing cat, stuffed cat. It was hard to keep a straight face. But she gets scratched and, you know, falls into a coma, and, you know, it's definitely a cliffhanger of what's Juliet's future, which you see pretty early on with the kickoff of season two, what results of Juliet's coma and you know, infection and the poison that's going through her body, and it's definitely not straightforward. I think the fans will be very surprised about what comes to light with her. And and then Nick's mom, of course, shows up at the very end, which I thought was so killer. You know, that last line of the finale. And so season two tonight is basically a continuation from where we left off. It's really a three-parter, starting with the finale, then tonight's episode, and then concludes with next week's episode, which is really fun.
So don't plan to go to sleep at 11 o'clock tonight knowing everything.
Definitely don't plan, because I'm telling you, if fans were frustrated at all with storylines being dragged out at all last year, they will not be at all this season. I mean, things are thrown at you really fast, really quick, and you know, big stuff right away. So I think it's really satisfying, also disarming, and I think everyone's going to be very, very excited. And pretty much we're about to start our seventh episode right now, and each script just keeps getting bigger and in terms of scope and storyline and what's revealed. So it's definitely a roller coaster that's like trugging up and just going to come crashing down. It's really exciting, I think, for the fans.
And what about a personal life for Rosalie?
Well, also, you know, I think what was so fun and I don't think necessarily planned was the connection between Rosalie and Monroe as season one was ending. And, you know, that's a big part of our dynamic is, you know, are they, aren't they? But, you know, the writers did such a good job of keeping it not too cute. It doesn't turn, I don't want anyone to worry, it's not going to turn into a romantic comedy and be like us skipping and, you know, down the street. And, you know, it's like these are two people with broken pasts and complicated lives trying to find a connection and you know, the twists and turns of that. And they definitely don't make it easy for us to delve deeper, which is fun. As an actor, there's always a big challenge.
So you're saying we won't get we won't get a spinoff called Scary Moonlighting?
Well, hopefully not. For the fans' sake. Maybe for my bank account's sake, I'll take it.
Well, but, okay, yeah, I could see that could be appealing. Hey, let me throw one more question at you before you have to go. I saw that you had appeared in this movie, Jutopia. Now, I actually have that book on my shelf. Are there any similarities, or is it completely different? I do. I was a gift.
No, that's Brian. I know Brian and Sam, the creators of that, really well. Brian's a very good friend of mine, Brian Fogel. Hmm. And no, it's a direct. Adaptation. Loosely, there are some changes here and there, but it's a pretty direct adaptation from the Broadway play to screen.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm so happy you had that book on your table.
I'll have to keep an eye out for a chance to see the movie then. Well, folks, listen, you can see actress Bree Turner in the paranormal procedural Grimm every Monday night this fall at 10 p.m. on NBC. Can folks find you on Twitter or Facebook? Do you do any of that stuff?
I don't. I'm so old-fashioned.
You're probably a lot safer that way, Brie. But I know we're going to run out of time, so hey, thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Media, today, and good luck this season.
Thanks so much. Great talking to you.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. You can see and hear almost 1,000 Mr. Media interviews by visiting our main site, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Or check out the more than 200 video interviews on the Mr. Media Radio site on YouTube. And I'd sure appreciate if you'd show some love for Mr. Media's advertisers, including Stitcher. Apple named Stitcher a top 5 news app of 2011. It's a free mobile app for your smartphone or tablet that lets you listen to your favorite shows and discover the best of news, entertainment, and sports on demand. You can listen whenever you want to more than 5,000 shows, get customized recommendations, and discover what your friends are listening to. My own list of Stitcher favorites is pretty eclectic. I start my day with an hour of MSNBC's Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. Then it's the latest 2-minute update from the Onion News Network. After that, I'll listen to WTF with Mark Maron, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, and excerpts from E's Chelsea Lately and The Soup with Joel McHale. Also in regular rotation on my Stitcher playlist, The BS Report with ESPN's Bill Simmons, The TechCrunch Headlines, and The Don Geronimo Show. The latest episodes of each show, whether originating from broadcasts, cable TV, radio syndication, or podcasts, are continuously updated. Stitcher is a free app for your iPhone, iPad, Kindle, Fire, BlackBerry, Droid, and more. And show your support of Mr. Media by getting, did I mention it's free? The app at stitcher.com/Mr. Media. That's stitcher.com/MR Media. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We're also supported by Audible. Check out Audible's 30-day trial membership and download the audiobook version of the book everyone's been talking about, 50 Shades of Grey by E.L. James. Sign up for your free trial today at audible.com/radio. Again, audibletrial.com/radio. And finally, if you need a disc jockey for a wedding, bar mitzvah, corporate event, or just a big old party, please consider calling 1-800-DIAL-DJS, the party authority for all your party entertainment needs. You can call 1-800-DIAL-DJS or go to their website, 1-800-DIAL-DJS.com, and tell them Mr. Media sent you. And thanks for listening.